Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
José, aka Diva, was revealed to the general public in 2012 thanks to Castel Live Opera, an African competition intended to detect young vocal talents, and it was broadcast on televisions in 10 countries around the continent. Since then, she's made it a point to drop music, going on an impressive run, especially between 2016 and now, in terms of singles and videos. José has also been nominated twice for the AFRIMA 2020 Awards in the categories Best Female Artist of West Africa and Best French-Speaking Artist. She has finally dropped a debut album titled Cocktail, and boy, am I happy she did. Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omotse, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully you're doing good, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm alright. I cannot complain. I'm just excited for this album review. So let's do this thing. José, Cocktail.
The latest African album review is...
Cocktail by José was released under Shama Production. It has 17 tracks, 3 features, and multiple producer placements.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The album opens up with a country dedication to Côte d'Ivoire, which José sings like a pro. I mean, like the pro she is, at least. There are some sweet strings accompanied by militant drums that are perfect for such a song. It's a message being sent, and José is the one delivering it. It's an absolute beauty. The second track on Cocktail is the familiar Espoir, which came out last year in 2020, representing her biggest hit in terms of numbers, I believe, to date, or one of her biggest hits at least. It has over 14 million YouTube streams and is about to overtake the monster hit Diplomé on Spotify, not on YouTube though, just on Spotify, which speaks volumes because your Diplomé was a hit, bro. Huge hit. José changes her tonality throughout the song, and in my opinion, she has some amazing transitions in the whole world when it comes to singing. When the chorus hits, you are greeted with some gorgeous trumpets that accentuate the mood perfectly. This one is that West Afrobeats that involves unique guitar work. Other singles from this album include Sorry, Mamwati, and Rebelate, which all did amazing over the last few months in the build-up to Cocktail's release. Sorry and Rebelate are more up-tempo as the progression goes and are dance floor favorites without a doubt. Also on the Afro vibe, you also get the song Don Moi Ton Love with Afro B, which I think is the second song they've done together after Touch My Body. The song No Flex deserves a very, very, very special mention. There's a high note José hits around the 2-minute mark. Just go listen to that part. If not for anything else, then report back. That is all I ask. I like the fact that José drops some English here and there on songs such as In Your Eyes, which is a ballad of sorts and gives me insight into some of the Anglo musical influences José listens to. It is a song about a woman who's in love with a man, and she says to him, "What matters is what she looks like in his eyes. That's all she cares about." This was a surprise song inclusion for me in terms of the linguistic aspect and even the composition, because it's straight up R&B, yo. Like proper R&B, which had a bit of a dated aspect to it, if I should say. You can also add songs such as DMCTV to the C pile for Contain Some English.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The album is called Cocktail because this is José being multidimensional, singing in different languages, doing different musical styles, and putting it all into one project. It's exactly what she says it is, and the title is perfect. You get a mix of Afro beats, Afro R&B, Afro Zouk, Coupe Décalé, to give an intriguing album that manages your expectations well from start to finish. She even slots in a jazzy and traditional number here and there, which is still within the flow of things, and I appreciated that a whole lot. This is all made easier by José's undeniably sweet pipes, where she never gives the listener any level of monotony. You could listen to her voice the whole day and you'd be like, yo, José is fire. The fact that she can dabble in different tonality deliveries, as evidenced on songs such as Shock Show, means that she is always ready to surprise you, even when you thought you knew what you were going to get on the song. She just surprises you. When assessing the music, the sequencing was great and the tempo started off mid-tempo and there were songs that picked up. The only fork in the road for me was that I didn't really like the mixing on Don Moi. I can't even remember the rest of the title, but anyway, it's the song with Afro B. And for me, that's the song, the one song where it simply could not match the rest of the album. Just something about the quality wasn't there. There was no clarity. It sometimes felt like hearing a song on a plane that has started its descent. And not saying it's that bad, however, there's a clear lack of clarity, like I mentioned, which was hard to miss when jumping in from the previous song. And I hate to have to be the one to say that, but yeah. Not sure what happened there, but with that being said, the song is still a decent composition with some fantastic singing too, but my gripe with it remains. Not sure why Touch My Body with Afro B was not included on this project, but I have a feeling they did a song for song deal and maybe this was the result. Curiously, José's song with Afro B isn't on YouTube anymore, at least the music video isn't. It got taken down for some reason and I think it was on her channel or his, I don't know. But I wonder what happened. Anyway, I digress.
Album review.
The final thought.
José really establishes her spot as the queen of modern Ivorian music. I listen to my fair share of music from those ends, but José blows a lot of things out of the water. No lie. I love what José has come to represent musically, and Cocktail is the perfect I'm here to stay kind of album. Even if some of the singles are slightly older, you know, over a year or so, but who cares? I mean, we've been waiting for an album from José for years now, and she's finally done it, and she's done it pretty well. Cocktail is a great album just to ease yourself into Ivorian music. If you're already into Coupe Décalé, and if you like, you know, maybe Afro beats with an R&B-ish inclination, then José is the one you want to listen to from Côte d'Ivoire. She's really taking the Ivorian music industry down a different path, especially because she infuses R&B, soul, zouk into the popular Coupe Décalé, and it just becomes this amazing mashup together with her voice. So hey, check out this album. Go listen to Cocktail by José, that's spelled J-O-S-E-Y. You won't be disappointed. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotosan of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.